December 23rd marks the 10th anniversary of the first case of BSE in the U.S., an event that many of us remember well as the cow who stole Christmas. It closed nearly all international markets for U.S. beef and had a profound impact on the U.S. industry. And while U.S. beef exports are expected to set a new record this year, the U.S. Meat Export Federation estimates the cumulative 10-year loss in U.S. beef trade due to BSE to be at least $16 billion. USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng discusses the effort required to restore access to most of those major markets.
You really have to take a look at each individual country, their rulemaking process. You have to understand their situation and work to get your products back into those markets based on those situations, not based basically on our expectations. And I think that's a huge, huge difference.
Now, at the top of the list has been China. But then again, a recent meeting of the annual U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade came to an end. And at that meeting, China promised to ease restrictions on imports of U.S. beef. According to reports, the two sides have agreed to promote U.S. beef exports to China. The two sides will work on technical issues, but didn't provide a timetable for when full-scale imports might be allowed. But a fact sheet issued by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative notes both sides will strive for full resumption of U.S. beef access by July 2014 on the basis of mutually agreed conditions. Now, another market that never reopened U.S. beef is Australia.
You know, the Australians still, after 10 years, have not opened up their markets. There are major competitors, and the fact that they can sit and say that, you know, Americans aren't selling to us, it makes it difficult for us from a marketing standpoint in moving our products. So we'd like to see that rectified and have everyone basically abide by the international standards as codified by the OIE.
Other markets never reopening to U.S. beef include Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Israel, Morocco, South Africa, and Uruguay. And while Saudi Arabia quickly reopened U.S. beef in mid-2004 and became a $31 million market by 2011, access was lost again due to the BSE case detected in California in April of 2012. And this once-promising market remains closed today. And while Mexico has been a reliable market for U.S. beef, Tseng says they still don't allow access for all cuts from all ages of cattle.
I'm eternally grateful for Mexico because they were one of the first major markets to open up, but we still have items that probably worth $150 million that we still could do into Mexico. The Mexican market has been an extremely positive market for us. But again, as a result of our status now being a negligible risk, we shouldn't have any restrictions in our product. So with all the markets that we still have unfinished business with, we need to get that rectified hopefully this next year.
So despite the U.S. finally gaining the OIE's lowest BSE risk classification, many markets still restrict the range of U.S. beef products allowed and limit the age of eligible cattle. And all of this, of course, started 10 years ago. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.